Welcome to this Leadership and Personal Empowerment Podcast with your host, best-selling author, organizational consultant, and professional speaker, Dr. Joseph Michelli.
It's been said that people change for one of two reasons, inspiration and desperation. With that in mind, leaders always have the choice of mobilizing people for change by appealing to one of those two catalysts. One need only observe the political tactics of presidential candidates as they fight to be viewed as the change agent that will allay voters' fears about the economy, war, or uninsured health care needs. Alternatively, the candidates seek to inspire people based on their ability to unify the masses to a greater social good, such as patriotism, or movement toward a more tolerant or gentle society. So which approach do you take most as you attempt to move people in the direction of change? Do you create a burning platform, leverage off of fear, create an outgroup that is to be hated or defeated, or do you seek to inspire people to higher levels of greatness? While the inspirational concept clearly sounds like the best approach for all change-oriented initiatives, it's not that simple. Change can most immediately be mobilized if fear is the catalyst. However, the constant use of fear can lead to a sky-is-falling mentality where people habituate to the proclaimed danger and actually burn out the adrenaline necessary to fight or flee as needed. Creating an out-group with which to compete is an appealing change motivator for many people, but there are others who prefer to compete against themselves as opposed to responding to the challenge of some competitor. Finally, while inspiration and driving internal purpose for people results in sustained change energy, it often requires a slow initial process of buy-in. Like most research on excellent leadership, the art of change management is knowing how and when to authentically fit the approach to the situation. In crisis times, mobilized fear may be the best and most genuine way to affect change. In calmer times, a slow, sustained, inspirational tact may be most effective. Great leaders also realize that they have a preferred strategy that is most consistent with their personality. They also know that they have to work against that habitual approach and instead use the method that will lead to the greatest good. So what is your preferred change readiness approach? And what's your least preferred approach? What changes are needed in your organization? Fear mobilization, competition, inspiration, they're all valuable tools used at the right time in the right measure.
For more resources and information about creating customer experiences, igniting staff empowerment, developing key leadership and communication skills, leveraging change, and mastering humor skills, please visit josephmichelli.com. That's josephmichelli.com. Until next time, may your life be filled with abundant laughter and success.